What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to my Audio Boom channel. Thanks for tuning in or wherever you're listening to this. It's time for another rant, rave, and review of The Flash. Yes, the mid-season finale that aired December 18th of last year. The episode was called Running to Stand Still. I finally sat down today and watched the mid-season finale. I was actually going to wait till tomorrow on my birthday to watch the new episode of Arrow and The Flash just in time for the return of the shows on Tuesday on the 19th. But I couldn't wait. I had to watch. So here's my rant and rave review of the episode. I liked it. Well, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I did like it. I did. It just didn't feel like a mid-season finale. I mean, there were some, like, jaw-dropping moments where you're like, what? And what? And what? But it just wasn't a mid-season finale for me. Still good at that best episode, but just wasn't a mid-season finale for me. Yeah, there you go. You know, but I did like it. I mean, I did. You know, I thought it was great seeing Captain Cold. I'm a big fan of Captain Cold. I don't know about this weather wizard or even the trickster, even though the trickster is played by Mark Hamill, Star Wars. Come on. He's a legend. But I don't know. I just, I don't know. Maybe it's because, I don't know. Well, I'll get to it. But I am a fan of Captain Cold. I like Captain Cold. I don't know. I can't remember what the actor's name is, but I'm glad he was in it. And high five for him being nice to the Flash and giving him a heads up. that was cool. But the weathered wizard and the trickster. You know what it was about the trickster? I don't know. And it's not really his fault. It's the fact that the part where Detective Patty and the Flash are in the warehouse and the dreidels come. Dreidels freaked out. And I know it's not really the trickster's fault, but I just can't believe dreidels freaked them out that much. Like, why didn't freaking the Flash just grab Patty and take off faster than making it look like, what do we do? They're dreidels. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but it's just the dreidel thing. And I mean, I've seen bigger and scarier things put a little worry on the Flash's face, but dreidels? I don't know about that. And that's why I kind of wasn't feeling the trickster. And I know it's not his fault. I like the character. I like him, but I just didn't, I don't know. He's not at a level of the Joker. And I'm not saying, you know, comparing him to the Joker. It's just, I don't know. When I see psychotic on a show, I need Joker level. That's what I need. What else did I like about this episode? It was cool to see finally the backstory for Patty and kind of opening up to the Flash, actually. And at the end of this episode, almost getting her revenge for her dad. And she doesn't, which I think we all knew that wasn't going to happen. You know, it was good to see that she finally got some closure. So that was cool. And it was good to see at the end of this episode that she's finally, it looks like she's going to open up, to Barry and tell him what's going on. Unlike the team. Okay. I don't understand why the team hasn't told Detective Patty what's going on and who the Flash is. The Flash tell everybody. Why not tell her, the girlfriend, the smart cop? She figured out. She saw the reflection in the eye before the team did. And it just, you can tell it bothers me because I just don't understand why they've kept her in the dark this whole entire time. I don't like that. What else? It was good to see the moment between Joe and Iris and Barry when Iris tells Joe about Wally West, the son that he never knew he had. That was like a little tear. I got a little watery in my eyes. I'm not going to lie. And speaking of that, at the end of this episode, holy crap balls, Wally West shows up at the house where the family is and friends and everything else, and they let him in. So I'm kind of curious on what his story is going to be. Is he going to just be a regular dude? Is he going to come with drama like, Dad, you were never there, and why did you come look for me kind of thing? Or is he going to be a metahuman? Is there something more to why she left when she left? I don't know. And I'm talking about the mom. But I'm going to be curious to see how this is all going to pan out. And I guess we'll see when The Flash returns on Tuesday, perhaps, and see what else. Oh, Zoom. I like Zoom. Zoom is a badass. Zoom was badass in the beginning of this episode, and Zoom was badass at the end of this episode. And you can tell how badass Zoom is for me is because anytime he's on, you're just like, what? He's so evil and so cool. I mean, he doesn't even need that much FaceTime, you know? But it's obvious that Dr. Wells, too, is going to be forced to help out Zoom. And Zoom now wants, now we know what Zoom's deal is. Zoom wants Barry to be fattened up, the Flash faster, stronger, so he can take his speed away and become more powerful. I don't understand why Dr. Wells, too, hasn't told the team this. But I guess we'll see what happens when it returns, because it looks like Detective Patty is in a situation where she's going to be in trouble with Zoom. Is she going to die like she did in freaking Gang Related? Oh, man, that was another show on Fox. Did you ever see that, people? If you get a chance. I mean, I already ruined that part there. But, I mean, the show was cool, but it got canceled. I don't know. Still don't know why it got canceled. But it did, and she was in it, and that would totally suck if she dies in The Flash. I'm going to be totally pissed off because I think she's hot, and I like her. And she brings a certain kind of quirkiness to The Flash. What else? I think that's it, people. I mean, overall, I really enjoyed the finale. I was just hoping it would be more of a, it just didn't feel like a mid-season finale. It just felt like a really, really good episode. But I guess we'll see what happens. It returns on Tuesday, and I guess we'll see what's going to happen with Zoom. That commercial for next week, it's all a Zoom, 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 Zoom. So I guess we'll see. We'll see what happens. If you want to hear more stuff, there's a couple places. You can always go check out my recap shows right here on audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Make sure you like, comment, follow, do whatever you got to do. You can also go to my blog, iWatchMike.com. That's where you can find everything. And make sure you swing by Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. There is something that just came out, and I was part of it. It was a cool little beta testing thing, and now it's official in the Apple Store. It's called Good Shows. Make sure you download this app. It's really cool. If you're a fan of TV and a fan of movies and stuff like that, check out the app Good Shows. Good Shows. GOODSHOWS. Good Shows. Get on there, download it, find me, Mike the Movie Guy on there, and we can talk Flash and everything else that I talk about. Plus, there's other other fans of other stuff too. Just go there and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's really cool. And that's pretty much it, people. Oh, Facebook, I Watch Mike. There you go. Oh, and the VRO.com. Check out them out because I'll be doing stuff with them as well because soon The Walking Dead returns in February and we do a recap show for that. So, I mean, everything just – yeah, just have a good one. All right, people, have a good Sunday and upcoming week. I'm going to try to knock out Arrow right now. We'll see what happens. Bye-bye.